This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Very lucky to have in the studio with us the First Lady Flower of the United States of America, Melania Trump.
Hello. Good afternoon.
No, we don't.
We don't. We've got Kate Yaxley and Ron. I'm going to... Elisha.
I knew I'd get that. You say Alicia. I say Alicia.
Fabulous writer and actress of the new fabulous cabaret show called...
I really don't care.
Okay, so how did this idea... I love it. I can imagine just being incredibly great. How did this idea come about, Ron?
I just see Trump as a existential threat to the world.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. Yeah.
So I've actually written 10 plays. Trump's 10, I've called.
Oh, wow.
For a Trump fest. We're looking, if anyone's Trump interested, fest. We're looking for an entrepreneur to put the whole 10 on.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
And this is one of them. So they're all different perspectives.
What's your fascination with Trump? Because I was obsessed with the election. And then every morning at 4 a.m., I wake up and get updates of what disaster he's created. Is that much like you?
It's just the way in which people say he's a symptom. He's more than just the symptom. He's the disease from within.
Yeah, I agree.
And everybody's obsessed because we've put him there.
Yeah.
Everything that we've done has put him there.
Yeah, it's an incredible story though, isn't it? It's one of those ones that will be studied for years.
It is unbelievable.
If we survive it.
Well, I reckon he's got another 6 years.
Yeah, we do too. Mm. Yeah, I feel like that as well. I feel like there's no one on the... Democrats who, even though they'd be skilled enough, I don't think they've got the characters to be able to take on his crap.
It's a real sad state of affairs, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Is that how you
Everyone
feel as well?
Everyone feeling well, uplifted
well, the
one, now?
Yeah, the ones who have got the policies, etc., are not electable. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And you've got your Bidens that are boring.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. I like, what's his name? Pete...
Buttigieg.
Is that how you say it? Yeah.
But he's not electable.
No, he's a character.
He's got enough of a base.
Yeah, totally. Oh, I think this is all fascinating. I could talk about it for hours, but let's talk about the show.
Let's
not forget Kate's here. And Kate, is this your first major sort of cabaret...
Yes, my first step into the cabaret world.
Yeah,
first
good.
One-woman show. So
it's one woman, just me, for a whole hour.
That's all you're getting if you come into the show. It's a big challenge, and I'm really excited to, you know.
And so give us just a little bit of insight into, obviously it's Melania Trump, but is it about her and what she has to deal with being the First Lady married to Trump?
I think the whole thing, the fascination with her is that you actually don't know anything about her.
No.
She hardly does any interviews. Yeah. And when she does, she never answers the question.
No.
So she barely says anything.
No, exactly.
She doesn't understand it, probably.
No, yeah, I know. So I think what Ron has written here, it's a great insight into her, what her actual thoughts might be.
Mm. So how do you feel about the whole, I really don't care outfit that she wore and all that kind of stuff?
Well, we actually have that jacket in the show. One of the little costume changes there. And there's a whole song
on eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can buy them on eBay.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I'm getting one.
You can buy everything on eBay.
Yeah. It's amazing. We have our musical director, Meg Hickey, has actually written a song pretty much based around the jacket with Ron's lyrics. So
amazing.
I don't know how she came to the point of wearing that jacket at that time.
Mm.
Do you reckon they just had a blue? Do you reckon they had a blue that morning? She was really pissed off.
She did that on purpose.
Yeah,
I did see her. Yeah. She was asked about it, and it was all about, you know, because of the fake news and da da da. So I'm just, you know, she basically blew it off. That way. She's a really massive supporter of his, though. So, you know, when there was a bit of a trend for everyone going, you know, blink twice, Melania, you're stuck there by, you know, you're not allowed to get out. She loves it. She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing.
100%. So, yeah, I think she's an idiot.
No, she isn't.
Don't you, Ron, feel sorry for her that she was just a gold digger that, you know, thought that she just went too young, didn't
she? She certainly didn't sign on
for this. She had
someone older with someone who they, you know, was mixing up their food and drinking through a straw. She would have almost been there. She would have almost had the goal, but she went too young.
There definitely was a moment after the election that everyone thought, oh, she just really didn't pick on this.
No.
Like, this is a big... But I think she's found her feet in that role now.
They've got a post-nup, and she's now more or less moved out into a parent's place.
Oh, she's not in the White House?
sort of.
Oh,
wow.
She's sort of moved out. They're estranged.
They are but, totally estranged.
They're very strange.
Whether they've or whether she's got a huge amount of money coming to stay there, or whether they've got something on her, I don't know. But there's something keeping her
I
there.
I love this. I could talk to you forever, Ron.
Well, I think he'd be a very scary man, to be honest. Yeah, I think she'd be smart enough to know that she's got to do whatever she's got to do to be in there. Yeah,
she just looks sad that she just, you know, he's going to be around for a long while.
So are we going to feel uplifted after this after this cabaret?
I do.
Lots of fun. I'm so excited to come and see you. We can't wait. Can we get some dates, Anna Murph?
Yes.
We need to get the dates.
It is, ladies and gentlemen. It's on at Chapel Off Chapel. It's from the 27th to 29th of June. So this week, get your tickets. Where do you go? Festival members. Melbourne Cabaret Festival. That's where we go to get the tickets. So thank you, Ron and Kate. I was going to say Alicia, but I'm getting very confused. Melania, thank you so much for coming in
Ron,
today.
And Ron, is it the goal is to put 10 sort of stories together in a whole thing,
well,
is it?
Well, like a festival in repertory.
Yeah.
If we could. They're all about an hour long.
Great.
Amazing. So
maybe we have a little Joycer out there. There's a Joycer out there who's an entrepreneur who wants to put this thing together. Give us a call. but, guys, thank you so much for coming along
thank
today.
You thank
guys.
You for
good
having
luck
us.
With the show. We're there. We are there.
Yep.
I love
Absolutely.
It.
On Murphy's Law.
Festival. Oh, chickens.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.